In Lent, especially in the early days of Lent, we hear a lot about dust and ash. It's words and it's practical. We begin the season by getting marked with ashes on the forehead, and we hear words that remind us that we are dust and that we're going to return to dust. A few days after that, one of the Sunday readings comes from the second creation story in the book of Genesis, where we hear of our being created out of the dust, out of the dust of the soil. So we'd be forgiven for thinking that the point of Lent is to remind ourselves of our nothingness, our lack of anything lasting, our impermanence. But that's only half the story. Maybe it's not even half the story. Maybe it's just a part of Lent. Because Lent has more point to it than that, for sure. In the same Genesis story, in the very next line, in fact, which we also hear on that Sunday, we read one of the most exciting things in the whole of the Bible. And here's the text, word for word. The Lord God fashioned man of dust from the soil. Then he breathed into his nostrils a breath of life. And thus man became a living being. Imagine that if you can, having the very life of God breathed into us. Let your imagination go wild with that picture. God breathing life into us. He breathed life into our nostrils, a breath of life. It gives us such a vivid picture of how we each began. We began with the very breath of God in us. What amazing things we become capable of, therefore, if we only realize it. We breathed God in, and so we breathe God out. And our breath becomes God's breath on and for others. In Lent, then, we don't focus simply on being dust and ash, ready to return to that state just whenever the time comes. Not at all. Much more, we focus on how we can become the breath of God for others. Now, it's not for anyone to tell us how we do that, how we become the breath of God for others. There are as many ways to be the breath of God for others as there are people listening to this reflection. For some, it's going to be to do the things we've always done, but maybe to do them better, do them with more focus, with more compassion, with more intensity, with more love. For others, it might be to do things that have never been done before. Maybe taking a risk, reaching out, making an offer of friendship perhaps, or speaking a word of forgiveness that has to be spoken. If we can imagine God breathing a breath of life into our nostrils, how do we imagine that we breathe a breath of life into the nostrils of another? Surely that's a worthy thing to ponder in Lent. But maybe it shouldn't just be something to ponder, like a meditation or a contemplation. We've got to make that real. It's got to be something practical, something actual, something meaningful. God did breathe into our nostrils a breath of life. And so how, in these days of Lent, will we breathe out the life of God?
That was Father Chris Bowles, Jesuit priest from the Lauriston community in Edinburgh.